We're also joined by Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay. Hello, Scott.
Good morning, everyone.
Leader Morgan, one of the contentious issues at the end of session is paid sick leave for workers. There's a proposal passed by a Senate committee that would give workers at firms of 11 or more employees initially 4 sick days paid a year and then 5 the year after. I assume that you side with the business community in opposing this bill, calling it an onerous issue for business. But why should workers not get the same benefit that many workers who are in Rhode Island take for granted?
I just don't think government should be extending its reach into private business to that extent. And I get it. When somebody gets sick, they have to take a sick day, and it shouldn't affect their income. That being said, I think our main priority should be doing the things that help our economy thrive. And putting that extra weight on small businesses is going to hurt them. We're passing a government mandate and telling somebody else to pay for it, right? And they may not be financially able to. So what do they take out of their operations to fund the sick days? It's not that I object to having somebody have a sick day, but it could depress our job climate. It could depress the number of jobs that we have for Rhode Islanders to fill. And that's not good for anybody.
You made some news this week by taking one of your fellow Republicans, Foster State Rep. Michael Chippendale, off the House Oversight Committee and replacing him with Representative Bobby Nardolillo, who is running for U.S. Senate. You say this is to give Nardolillo a chance to be on oversight after Chippendale's been on it for a few years, and you have some other explanations. But I have to tell you, I've been told by other Republicans at the State House, they're really skeptical about your explanation, and they think this kind of evidence is the kind of high-handed approach that you sometimes accuse Democrats of practicing on Smith Hill. How do you respond?
I think Bobby Nardolillo is a very competent representative, and he has been asking for a year to be on oversight because he is very interested in the topics that are being discussed now, the UHIP debacle and the deaths at DCYF. I think we can use his talents there, and I think I don't know who's complaining to you. I don't know that anybody really is. But that being said, I don't think we should disparage Representative Nardolillo's skills and talents.
Isn't Chippendale known for bringing a very thoughtful and detailed approach to his work on the Oversight Committee?
Actually, he told me several times this year that he was less interested in being on the Oversight Committee. So with that in mind, when Representative Nardolillo asked me, I waited, but yeah, I think he should be given the opportunity. He can offer a lot to that committee.
Let's go to Scott.
You know, Leader Morgan, you're a critic of the legislature's budget, saying it's bloated. And lately you've been comparing Rhode Island to New Hampshire, states with similar population. But I'm wondering, do you think that you and your colleagues would be willing to work for the same salary that New Hampshire legislators get, $100 a year?
I would be, quite frankly. I don't know about the rest of them.
Okay.
I mean,
I mean, one of the reasons they have a lower budget is that their legislators are only paid $100 a year.
We are a part-time legislature.
Yeah, but you're here
in
June.
And we need a certain number of full-time employees because we service our constituents year-round, but there are a lot of positions up there that really don't have a lot to do when the representatives aren't in the building. And I think we have to look at that carefully. Remember, this is not our money. It's somebody else's money that we're taking. And those folks out there in their homes are struggling right now to make the bills, to pay them all. So I think we need to look at everything and make sure that we're spending money efficiently.
Yeah, but how do you draw good candidates to run for a part-time legislature, as is New Hampshire's, if you're only going to pay them $100 a year?
Well, honestly, I mean, we get about $14,000 or $15,000. If people are doing this to make $14,000 or $15,000, I don't think that's the attraction to serving in government.
We're talking here with Rhode Island House Minority Leader Patricia Morgan, and across the chamber in the Senate, Smithfield State Senator Stephen Archambault was in the news this week. He apologized to an anti-illegal immigration activist, Terry Gorman, after belittling Gorman during a recent committee hearing. Gorman seemed to accept the apology, but he also said that this shows how things haven't changed at the State House and how lawmakers think they're better than the citizens who come to testify. Do you agree with that point of view?
I think it was unacceptable for Senator Archambault to treat somebody who comes before us with real concerns and a real zeal for contributing like that.
Okay, I think we can all agree that citizens should be treated with respect at the State House. But do you agree with Terry Gorman that lawmakers think they're kind of royal and above the citizens who come to testify?
I imagine some of them do and others don't. So I don't think it's a blanket statement. But I think we always have to do a gut check. We're here to serve other people, right? That's what it's about. It's not about serving ourselves or making ourselves feel powerful. It's about serving other people.
I'm wondering what you think about your colleagues in the U.S. Senate and the way they've handled this health care bill with enormous secrecy, whereas when they did Obamacare, the ACA, there were 25 days of Senate session of open debate.
You know what? I know this probably sounds odd to everybody. I haven't been focusing on Congress at all. I'm really concerned about what's happening in here in Rhode Island. We have the budget coming up. We're putting amendments in. I have to read the entire budget and understand it. There are so many bills that are coming out of committee that I think are bad. I'm not really looking at it.
Are you concerned, though, that this new Trump Care bill could actually slash Medicaid payments to Rhode Island that would cause a lot of problems for the state budget that you are so concerned about?
Yeah, I'm concerned about anything they do at the federal level. It's obviously going to have an effect on us, but I have to wait and see what it is before I get too worried about it. I can't speculate.
Leader Morgan, you're from West Warwick, and Brown University came out with a poll this week that showed that President Trump's approval rating in Kent County, which includes West Warwick, is 37%. That's 10 points less than the amount of support he had in Kent County last November. Any concerns on your part that President Trump will be bad for the Republican cause in Rhode Island?
No, I'm hoping he'll be good for the United States, quite frankly. He's our president now. I know there's a lot of still left over from the campaigns. I think we need to put that behind us. He's our president now, and we have to wish him well, because the United States, our economy, so much of our security depends on him doing well. I don't know. I know he's made mistakes. I'm hoping he rights the ship, because we need him to.
And we're almost out of time here, but I'd like to ask you about taxes. Republicans tend to argue that lower taxes are a vital part of economic growth. We've seen in some states across the country, including Kansas, where lawmakers have backtracked on huge tax decreases after they didn't deliver economic development and prosperity. Your reaction to that?
I think there's a right balance. But I think, as I look at it, people go to work every day. They work hard. They bring home money that they need for their families, for the things that they think is important. And it's incumbent upon us to make sure they keep as much of that as possible while we still keep the government going.
All right, we're out of time, so we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us, Scott.
Great to be here.
And the Republican leader in the Rhode Island House of Representatives, Patricia Morgan of West Warwick.
Thanks for having me.